Welcome back to the Next Gen Advent Podcast. We are excited that we are going to be talking about a very important subject today of compassion and how that kind of ties in to God being with us. And I have two special guests with me today who are going to go ahead and introduce themselves. Go ahead and tell me your first name and your grade.
I'm Rachel, and my grade is fourth grade.
All right. And to tell us who are you?
I'm Andrew, and I am in fourth grade.
I like that. I think we're in first grade, right? A little younger than our sister. All right. And so you guys are going to be my special guests. You're going to be my experts helping me just talk through this. But before we get to the content, I want to hear from you guys. What are you most looking forward to about Christmas? Rachel, how about you? What are you most looking forward to about Christmas?
Jesus's birth.
Okay, so you're most looking forward to Jesus's birth. I like that very much. I think we're all just like love celebrating that. Andrew, how about you? What are you looking forward to most about Christmas?
Opening my presents and taking myself out of the stocking.
Yeah. Do you like the stocking or the presents better?
Presents.
You know what? I'm a stocking girl. I don't know why. I get so excited about a stocking. All right. Is there anything particular that you're hoping to get for Christmas?
A dog.
A dog. That's a good hope. That's a good hope. All right. So this year on the podcast, we're talking about how God is with us. And so at Christmas time, Rachel, what is something that's more fun to do with other people than to do by yourself?
Opening stockings.
Yeah, that'd be kind of boring if you're like sitting in your room by yourself doing it, but you get to like watch what other people get and they get to like ooh and ah over you. I like that. Andrew, how about you? What's something at Christmas time that's more fun to do with other people than to do by yourself?
Waking up to see the cookie gone.
Oh my goodness. That is a very, very fun experience to have with other people, right? Like your excitement would be fun if it was by yourself, but when you're with other people, the excitement of everyone all together is just kind of magical. That's for sure. Okay. And so I would love for you guys to think through this. When you imagine that God is with you, where do you imagine that he is? And like, how do you think about that truth? Like that truth that God is with us all the time. So like, how do you remember to know that? How do you remember that, Rachel? And like, how do you imagine, like, where is he?
Well, kind of like a bubble, I guess.
Oh my goodness, you're like the third person to say that. Yeah, oh, a shield, I love that. Tell me more about that. And where is that shield or where is that bubble?
Around us, protecting us from Satan.
I love that answer, that's very sweet. Andrew, how about you? Where do you imagine, like, that Jesus is? If he's with us all the time, like, where is he?
I imagine him, like, standing by us like a ghost. Like, you can't see him, but he's, like, right here. Even when I'm so scared, he's just right next to me. I feel like he's, like, with everybody. He has a bubble around us, and he's right there next to us. The bubble, Satan cannot get in.
Right? And yet, I like that you just highlighted this. It's not just you, right? Like, it's everybody, right? Like, he's making that bubble that Satan can't get into, and he's with everyone. He's with you, and he's with Rachel, and then he's with, like, all of us, right, who have, like, accepted him and put our trust into him. That's, like, a beautiful answer. Did you have another thought?
Sometimes I think of heaven like a floating castle, because heaven, you cannot see it.
Nope.
But when things are real high up, you can't see them.
That's right. Right. Like right now, our eyes can't see Jesus that's with us, right?
Yeah.
Right now, our eyes can't see heaven, right? And so you're like, but it's still there, right? It's still real, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate that. All right, let's dig in a little bit to the passage today. We're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 21, but we're really focusing on verse 21 today. Rachel's going to go ahead and read that for us.
She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Matthew 1, 21.
Sometimes we struggle to imagine what Joseph must have felt like. He was engaged to Mary. And as was the custom of the day, their parents had talked and agreed that it was a good match. Mary was supposedly virtuous, and his future was set. He probably dreamed what it would be like to lead his own household and to have children who would follow in his footsteps as carpenters. Then he discovered that Mary was pregnant. And by Hebrew law, two options were available to Joseph. Although they were not technically husband and wife yet, they were betrothed, which by law was as good as married. So he could either have her put to death for her sin, or he could choose to divorce her quietly by signing a piece of paper in the presence of two witnesses. Joseph decided not to put her to shame. Perhaps he figured that her parents could find a new match for her to marry before her belly showed too much. Then Mary could move on with her life. He made a choice of compassion and love for someone who, as far as he knows, didn't deserve it. Joseph was a person of faith who acted rightly, and at this time in Joseph's life, he didn't know what the future held. It probably felt like his present was falling apart, but even in the middle of pain, he showed compassion to other people. And so let's think through this together. Joseph chose compassion in the middle of what was potentially the most difficult moment of his life. How can you choose to be compassionate to others even when you are having a hard time?
I read, "For God so loved the world, and he gave his one and only son on the cross for our sins."
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember that he took the punishment of our sins.
Uh-huh.
But everybody cannot stay alive the whole entire life like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They at some point get healed, and they die because of their sins.
Mm-hmm.
But if God didn't die on the cross, we would have Satan in us. Because God, he is clean water, but then Satan's the blood water. But mm-hmm. like just a little bit of blood water, oh, the water's so clear.
Right, like it would taint it, right? Like it wouldn't make it pure anymore. And so I feel like you're looking at the fact that you're like, okay, how do I have compassion for other people even when I'm in pain? You're like, well, because Jesus died for me, right? And he's the one who like took that sin on the cross for himself. And so because he did that for me, even when I'm in pain, I can be compassionate to other people, right? Because he had a lot of pain on the cross and what that was looking like. But yet that was a great act of compassion for him to be able to take away our sins and to provide a way to be able to be right with God and have that water be pure again, right? Because even like you said, even a little bit of sin, it makes the whole thing not good. Let me ask you this, Rachel. When you're like sad or like frustrated at something, right? Is it easy or hard to care about other people?
Well, it is not hard.
It's not hard? Okay.
It is hard.
It is hard, yeah, right? Right? Because you're like, I'm kind of overwhelmed about what I'm feeling right now, right? And so to think about you makes it just hard, right? So in the middle of that being hard, how can we choose to be able to be like, wait, oh, okay, even though I'm having a hard time right now, I need to be like compassionate and thinking about you. Like, how does that happen?
Maybe take a break from it.
Mm-hmm. That's a great answer, right? Where sometimes you're like, okay, I need to kind of gather my thoughts together. I need to kind of like recenter myself on what's going on. And even to like what Andrew just said, sometimes if we can remind ourselves that like, okay, even though I'm having a hard time right now, the power of Jesus is with me, right? That makes all the difference for how I can treat other people in this moment. And I can choose to think about them more than I'm thinking about like how myself is in this moment. So when we think about compassion, why does living justly not equal to an easy life? Like sometimes we think if I make all the right choices, then my life should be like really easy. Why doesn't that work out?
Because even if you try to always be good, there's always going to be one little sin.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like we're all affected by sin and the world around us is affected by sin, right? And so there's no amount of like us doing something right. Well, A, we can't do everything right all the time, right? Because we have sin in us too. And so if we're trying to do it like of our own power and our own righteousness, it's just never going to work, right? Because does our own righteousness get us to heaven? Like if I'm just living a perfect life, can I get to heaven? Nope. They are shaking their heads. No, that doesn't work like that, right? Because I'm A, not capable of doing that. So it's just not going to work. And B, we need Jesus to cover our sins in order for us to be able to do that. And so our life is never easy because there's sin in us and in the world around us. And that definitely affects us and makes things hard sometimes. All right, Andrew, let's think about this. Let's think about a couple times when maybe you were trying to do the right thing and then it still didn't work and you felt like maybe someone like didn't treat you very nicely for it. Do you feel like you were able to show compassion to other people or do you sometimes, does your heart want to like get mad at them back? Like if someone's not treating you nicely, is it easy to be like, it's okay, I'll forgive you? Or is it really hard sometimes because you're like, no, I kind of want to like get back at you and be angry at you?
It's sometimes like real hard.
It is.
Sometimes I'm confusing to do my schoolwork and mm-hmm. it's really hard to forgive.
It is really hard to forgive, isn't it? Can I ask you this? Why is it hard to forgive? Because like your heart gets hurt and then do you get angry ever? I get angry sometimes.
Like she says, if you keep on confusing, I'm going to take three pieces of your candy.
Mm-hmm.
I fight back. And I say, no,
mm-hmm.
keep on fighting back.
What's going on in your heart rate then that makes you a fight come up? Like, can you kind of feel it like in your chest sometimes? Like, ooh, I can feel that fight coming up.
I'm angry at you
mm-hmm.
and I'm not letting you take my candy
mm-hmm.
because like, I like candy. And I do not want any of my candy token.
Right. Right. And then so then it kind of makes like a response like in your soul and probably like in your body too, right? Where you're like, no, I will fight this, right? Like, and I'm going to try to get back at you. And it's hard. It's hard in those moments, right? To be able to have compassion or to be able to like forgive or to be gentle in your response, right? Or to not let anger like take a hold of you, right? That's pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's lots of people, whether they're an adult or they're in first grade and they're learning, how do I figure out what that looks like? And so let's think about the cross. Jesus did nothing wrong and did not deserve the treatment that he was given. Yet, in his love for us, God gave up his son so that we could have our sins covered. We were made right before God and gained access to eternal life through our faith. If Jesus was treated unjustly for you, how must you respond to others when you are mistreated? I'd love to hear from both of you.
I get angry and I want to tell them, but I don't. And sometimes I try to hold the anger in my body, and then I keep on getting madder and madder. I just get so angry that I can't hold it anymore, and I get real angry.
And so let me ask you this. In the middle of that anger, which I think we all experience, right? If you remember, or if you were able to have like this clear thought where it's like you begin to see, wait, other people treated Jesus kind of poorly, right? There, he's on the cross. Did he deserve any of that? No, he did not, right? And so yet he chose to be like gentle with them and gracious with them instead of like letting that anger like come out. And so Andrew, in the middle of that, remember we talked earlier about how like when Jesus is with us, it's like a bubble that's around us, right? And so it helps us make like different decisions than like we maybe want to make at that moment. If you remembered in the middle of that anger that Jesus was with you and that his response to situations is gentleness and grace, how do you think that could change the way that anger feels?
I can read the Bible because the Bible is God's word.
Yeah.
And then again, every who God so does the word that he gave his one and only son, who will believe him shall have eternal life.
Right.
And like, then I remember that God sent his son.
Yeah.
But
it's a big deal.
I remember in the Bible, he didn't respond and he didn't try to stop. If he's powerful, they tried to make him show them that he was powerful and make him not die and stay alive. But he chose to die for our sin.
That's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Right? Like he didn't use his power. He didn't use his anger. He didn't use like all of that to save himself. He chose instead to like lay down his life, to be gentle, to be able to serve other people, to be able to make like a way back to him. Right? And so sometimes for you, when you're feeling angry, that's an opportunity for you, like you said, maybe to read God's word or as Rachel said earlier, to like take a break, maybe take some deep breaths and to be able to be like, wait a second, I have a different option right now. I can choose the option of being angry, or I can choose the option of how Jesus would maybe respond to be able to calm down, to forgive, and to be gentle in this. Rachel, how about you? What do you think? So if Jesus was treated like unfairly, right? And we see how he responded, just kind of like Andrew's talking about like on the cross, right? How can you treat other people when you're being like not treated very nicely?
Ask them to stop.
Yep, that's a good way, right? So you can be like, you know what? I'm going to ask you to stop, but what if they don't? Because sometimes I think that's the first step for sure. You're like trying to set a boundary. You're trying to get them to stop. But what if they don't stop? Like what? Do you just start to treat them mean back? Or do you have a different option because you see how Jesus kind of treated people? Like could you just be nice to them even if they're being rude to you?
Maybe just say it in a kind way and ask them to stop again or say, I'm going to give you 3 chances.
Yeah, and earlier you said too, you could take a break, right? Like, and then you could walk away, right? Like if they're not stopping. But I think we all see that we have like this opportunity, even when people are like treating us poorly, right? But like, I can choose to treat you in a different way. Like you said, if they're being mean to you, you don't have to talk to mean back, right? You could say it in a kind way and to be able to be like, no, I'm going to choose to be kind and compassionate in this moment, even though you don't deserve it, by the way, that you're treating me, right? And so I just appreciate you guys coming with us today to be able to talk through all of this and to be able to help us learn a little bit about compassion. I was wondering, could one of you close us today in prayer?
Dear Lord, I pray that you would bless everybody, and I pray that everybody would have a great Christmas, and I pray in your name, amen.
Amen. All right, can you guys close our podcast out by wishing everyone a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas!
All right, Merry Christmas, everybody. We will be back again with you tomorrow.
With us, the Holy One. Through the silence, light breaks through. A tiny child, a promise true. In the stillness, heaven's near. God with us, we shall.